drugs, rock and roll, and general jackassery. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I think they're going to stay with, looks like they're going to stay with 12 teams and in the college football for next year. And I saw the only one I've ever heard, Mike Greenberg had a great line about why they should stay with 12. And I actually agree with this. They never thought of it this way. If it's a 24-team playoff, you could have like five playoff games. So, and he says, if we live in a world where Ohio State and Michigan rest their starters for that end game because they've got a potential of five playoff games coming up, then college football, as we know, ceases to exist. I think that's true. That's my opinion, at least. Because I think that would happen, those rivalry games. Because Michigan, Ohio State, if there's 24 teams, good chance they're both in there every year, or close to being in there every year.
A lot of
years.
If you're
resting starters, you know, because of the big rivalry game, because you got five playoff games in front of you.
Well, it happens in the NFL.
That could happen, man. And yeah, it happens one year, one game for the NFL, but you're right.
Well, but I mean, if you get towards the end of the regular season and, you know, teams are looking at a playoff run, they sometimes will rest
the
starters.
The only time happens in the NFL is the last game.
It's only the last game, right.
Yeah.
This is completely different because that's a huge game. Everybody, so I'm not saying there shouldn't be playoffs because 12 teams is, I still think 16 is better than 12, but I get why you don't do 24 now.
What happens in the other divisions that have 24-team playoffs?
Well, I know that, but it's not big. Division II doesn't have big rivalry games that people care about.
Of course they do.
To those kids, to those kids they do. But there's not all the money involved in Division I playoffs.
No,
the money involved in Division
I
playoffs
you
are amazing.
You ask the fans, ask the players. There's still big rivalries.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter when it comes to money, Todd. Money. These are all money games and big rivalries. You can't compare Ohio State and Michigan to like two D2 teams. It's not the same.
But I like 24 because, you know, you've already.
I like it too, but I don't think it's going to happen.
But you have already got it laid out. Because what is the FCS? Do they have 24 or is that 16?
I think they all do.
I think it's 24.
They all have 24.
I'm just saying, I never thought of it that way. I thought it was a pretty interesting point
D2,
of view.
D2, I know, has 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of first-round buys for a lot of teams, like 18.
And the Huskers need 24 just to try to get in there, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Still not going to help.
You know, they need an others receiving votes playoff.
Right. The Huskers
they need playing games, right?
Yeah.
Right?
No, they need a 2014 playoff in the Big Ten.
Right.
True.
Right.
That way, the Huskers would be in there somewhere.
Oh, we don't pick on the kids. The kids are good. It's the fans.
Yeah, we pick on the Knicks.
And Nick. We pick on the Knicks of the world.
Because what do we got?
Oh, you just...
Are there 18 teams in the Big Ten right now?
I think so,
at least 15.
Yeah.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem is they're good, so your schedule's hard.
It's so funny that we're at a point where nobody can remember how many teams are in the Big Ten or the SEC. We're like, there's a ton.
There's a bunch of them.
Right.
There's a ton. Nobody knows.
None of them match the number. The Pac-12 used to have 12 teams, and the Pac-12 no longer exists.
Yeah, now they have two.
And they were the Pac-8 when they had 8 teams, too.
Right.
Yeah. And they were the Big Ten for years, just with 10. Penn State joined, and they were the Big 11 for a while, but they kept the name 10.
And now there's 18 of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Spanning coast to coast.
Nick, you're right. We need to smoke a joint for this one. Nearly 7% of everyone who has ever lived is alive right now. And that makes sense because there's been more people on the earth than there was in the beginning. So... And it's still only 7%.
There's more of a concentration of population.
Just more people.
Than there was, say, 1,000 years ago.
I was surprised by that because there's
been less?
People around for so long.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, it grows exponentially.
There's a lot more people now, right? Yeah, everybody's
going to hit a breaking point. There's not going to be enough resources for all these people.
Yeah, but all these people... The oligarchs are pissed that nobody's having kids because they want people to work for them. And,
but if they all have kids, what are they going to eat?
Where's I'm with you.
Water
no, I'm with you, Nick.
From?
Less kids is better, man. You know, totally.
That is a factually accurate statement.
Yeah, yeah.
It says roughly 8 to 8.2 billion people are alive right now out of an estimated 117 billion total humans born in the last 190,000 to 300,000 years.
Well, you start with Adam and Eve. That was just two. All right.
Kind of snowballed from there.
Somebody believes that. Sorry.
So well, yeah, wouldn't it have started over with Noah and his family?
Oh, yeah, if you go by the Bible there, but yeah. And didn't they bang each other? I'm still like,
what's
still
the thing?
Sure.
Like, how is
you
there guys not are the Bible just guys? All I'm not, incest?
Man. Yeah.
No,
it starts with two people.
Don't you think Noah's wife is pretty barren at that point, too?
And they've got like.
So who banged the. Was there. How many. I'm totally serious. I have no idea how many people were on that boat. Does Noah have a wife and kids on that boat?
I think so.
In the fantasy Noah's Ark?
Right. It's like hippos and alligators just watching them knock it out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is that even recounted in the Bible?
Noah's Ark?
Yeah, and what I Bible book?
You guys are Bible boys.
Yeah.
Especially compared to me.
I got no idea.
I'm pushed, got no idea.
I don't know. I did a lot of Sunday school, and I don't recall what chapter and verse the Noah story is.
Yeah. Well, we started with two, and then people hung around for a little bit, and then Noah. Wasn't Noah like 1,000 years old, too?
It's the book of Genesis, spanning chapters 6 through 9.
Yeah. You're thinking of Methuselah.
No, I heard, wasn't Noah really old, too?
Oh, maybe he was.
Yeah. I see enough reels where people challenge atheists, and the atheists give them with these facts about stuff, and they go, yeah. So that's probably why I knew the Noah thing was 160 years old or something like that. I don't know.
It's kind of messed up if God is just like, I'm going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Just, it's a warning.
Yeah.
Just to let you know I can.
Well, Nick, it didn't happen.
And everybody's like, thank you.
It didn't happen, Nick.
I don't know.
That boat did not happen. Right.
That's where a rainbow was a sign of his promise to never flood the world again.
Oh, that what it was? Okay, but the rainbow's gay now. So
yeah.
We're covering it all this morning, aren't we? All right. So.
It is
Austin
nuts.
Anderson.
That many that? People. Yeah. I'm always kind of surprised there's not more cemeteries.
You always say that, and I.
Like, there's a lot of land.
There's a lot of them. Go through little towns.
There's a lot of cemeteries, man.
That's the biggest stretch of real estate in a lot of small towns.
Yeah, but even for some of these small towns, you're like, so this is everybody that's lived here? Like, there's not more?
Yeah, well, you know, eventually, because the town is so small, they move out.
They all die off.
and they go and they die somewhere else, and they're buried somewhere else.
And then look at major cities, too. I mean, Omaha's got some huge cemeteries.
Yeah.
Huge, you know.
I thought the cemetery that has the hospital right next to it was kind of cruel.
Oh, I know what that is.
When you're in the hospital.
I know somebody.
Not far from here.
I hope today's a good day that you're looking at a bunch of headstones out the window.
Yeah, like, some of my ex-relatives are buried there. And I always just think that was funny because you could look, if you were in that hospital and you were dying, you would look out at that.
Yeah, like, just take me over there.
Yeah. I mean, what if you had a plot over there and you're dying in that hospital looking over that? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't get a plot there, I guess.
Right.
Got some inside information about the guy who was walking around naked at his pool.
Oh, yeah.
He came into Omaha Scanner.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry says, I have to let you all know, the lady that called the cops about the guy walking around his pool naked the other day, she's the aunt of a player on my nephew's team. I don't know, soccer team, whatever. There's some pertinent information that was left out of the Scanner post. It was 6 p.m. He lives right next to a park.
Oh.
So?
Yeah.
But he lives there.
She explained the situation to the dispatcher. She even said, that sounds disturbing, dispatcher. So, yeah, that guy sounds like a...
Well, put a fence up then.
A creeper.
Yeah. But that's his yard. If he's allowed to be naked in his yard, he's allowed to be naked in his yard.
Honestly, that'd be the first move if I had a pool or anything. It was like a 6-foot privacy fence.
The solid fence, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think there's caveats if the public can see you. That it's not necessarily cool or
was
legal.
Was he stroking?
For that matter.
Right.
Like that, like Clarence?
To the east and the west, and the lady he loves the best.
On a couch.
Was he hanging his wiener about the fence looking over at the school? I mean, the park? Yeah.
No, it sounds like he was just walking around.
Did he have a fence?
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, you have to have a fence around the pool, but it could be clear, you know. See-through, I should say.
Can I get one of those clear fences?
Big giant plexiglass barrier around your yard.
You're the zoo.
Well, I'll be naked in my pool this year. I'll let you know how that goes.
Right. Thank you for that mental image.
I'll do a cannonball naked. Let me do that. I'll send it.
I think that's dangerous.
Yeah, you're not. Oh yeah, you're not.
Yeah, I would advise. Yeah.
Well, do the cannonball. Hold your one hand on your nuts.
How about both hands? Hold both hands on your nuts.
And then how do you keep your legs in the air?
See,
though?
I think that's the problem because the cannonball. Thing, you really want to
cannonball
have,
is both. Yeah. Both arms. Yeah, you're right.
You want your legs tight
around your knees. You have to be pulled close to you. Right.
Yeah. There should be some muscles in your legs that could hold.
Yeah, but
them
a cannonball. You got your true cannonball. You got to hold your legs up against your body. Yep. You know. And I could do that, but I won't be able to hold my nuts. So.
You could try to do one of those where people land on their side.
Can you do a double cannonball where the other person's holding your nuts as you're holding your legs up against your chest? Team cannonball?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Or wear a swimsuit.
Yeah.
Boring.
Well, I forgot about that, Nick. Yeah, but we're talking about doing it naked, you know.
But I know, but see, but it seems logistically a bad idea.
A jock strap would work.
Right. You know? But the swimsuit provides only it's just fabric. It's just a layer of protection.
Yeah, but it keeps things tucked in.
It keeps it in place.
Right. That netting really helps.
I'll try. I'll let you know how that goes for me.
You won't.
No, I won't.
You're such a liar.
I lie a lot. I do. Just get through this show, you know. Austin Anderson later on this morning. Nick's not doing comedy anymore, but he's doing insurance. If you can get a hold of Nick, you know, how do you get a hold of Nick? They need you to help your business.
Yeah, either through social media or email the show or my website, nicksallens.com. I need to update it, but there's a contact thing on there.
Two people had Clarence Carter, he was stroking. Who were those to post that?
I believe it was Baker Mike, Soulless Bastard, and Dildo Teabaggins.
All right, bring me up. We got to hear some more.
All right.
All day long. How long has it been since you made love?
All right.
Huh?
Yesterday.
Answer the question. Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week?
Nobody's chiming in.
I said yesterday.
Last year.
Yeah.
Well, we all did. Well, we did all.
It might be that you're planning on making love tonight.
Set up the us.
But just remember, when you start making love,
What do you remember?
You make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking.
Broken.
I'd never heard that song before.
Really? Till today?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Never.
Wow.
Ow.
Wow.
God, timeless classic.
Yeah.
Show us the rock you've been living under.
I'm on board.
That's fine. That's fine, man. You know, there's a lot of new crap I don't know either. So it's, I don't want to give people crap they don't hear songs.
No,
before,
yeah. You know? You obviously.
He's just never heard it. I get
but
it.
But I just assumed that all the time he should have been listening to that song, he was listening to like the soundtrack to Les Mis. And
maybe.
I dreamed a dream.
He strokes the Les Mis for sure.
That some of the venues you played in the past few years would certainly have that song cranking.
I've never heard it. And it's not being played on the radio.
And you didn't, it's not radio. No.
You did not frequent strip clubs in the 80s and 90s?
I did not.
No.
I was nine.
Yeah. That was a lot of dance clubs, too. You have to be. Yeah. But I was not.
Strip clubs specifically is where I remember that song.
I don't shame people for not knowing music because I've been shamed here and I get pissed because I'm thinking just because I don't listen to some new stuff, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And so if you don't know stroking, fine. You know,
now
Course
you do.
Stroking the east, stroking the west. You know,
we're doing what we can.
Yeah. It's fun and it makes me want to check out some of that guy's other songs.
Yeah. I think that was his big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about the
And he's not putting anything new out.
Yeah, you know, he's dead now.
That's the Clarence Carter catalog right there. Yeah.
It'd be funny if he died of a stroke, wouldn't it, though?
It would kind of be appropriate.
It would be appropriate. Well, back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Music, food, art. These things define and unite us. And they come in colors that breathe culture. Colors that connect us with their variety and richness. You'll find that same variety in Valspar Ultra Paints. Great coverage and durability starting at $29.98 per gallon. Enjoy everyday protection against scuffs and wear with a smooth, washable finish. We're made of colors. And with Valspar Ultra, you can reflect that pride of culture you have inside on every wall of your home. Available at Lowe's.